Approve it. Do that, can't we?
I think so.
Oh, sure you can. Keep the people in. sound in today's situation. And he said, there's a lot of talk about Congress having to assert its power. He said, that's the thing Byrd kept coming back to, and they all agree. Saying all these things. Yeah, the president's right. What he's doing, but Congress has to assert its power.
And the Byrd thing is surprising. I mean, is it because somebody didn't call him or something?
No, because he was called. But I want to get the transcript and see what he did.
Byrd should not get away with this. You know what? Good God, he kept everybody out of his hair for not trying to be, perfect.
Yeah, but he's playing the partisan leader at the moment. Connie's point is we should say, sure, Congress does have to assert its power.
You asked Timmons whether or not Byrd was invited, maybe.
No, I just got off
maybe. Go ahead.
He said also Congress has to exercise its responsibilities, and that power without responsibility is destructive and anarchy, and that Congress has the responsibility to look to the means of exercising its power, play that.
John, of course, is very sensitive about the relations with the Congress. Of course, we should do a lot more on the rest. Our problem is, as far as I'm concerned, I'm only sensitive about it in terms of our ability or inability to get anything through the Congress, which may or may not be a good thing. And as far as the idea that the Congress, why not you're fighting are concerned, I don't think most people give a blinker's damn about that. I think it's too complicated. It's like the fighting the press. It's like, it's the Congress. It's not, the Congress cannot win in that fight over a long period of time. They cannot win the executive because the executive can get greater attention. But we have to, we don't want to become so.
Stu Alsop has an awful good column today. And the press is starting to move the other way. In a lot of their analysis, and Alsop sort of sums it up, and he kind of leads that kind of thing anyway, but he makes the point that the Congress is snarling, and they're saying it's in the meanest mood that it's ever been in when it opened and all this sort of stuff. But he says the Congress is about to try at least to do battle with the president on two main subjects, spending and war, where they feel the president has stepped into Congress's, overridden Congress's prerogatives, that it's Congress's responsibility to determine the appropriations and the spending, and it's Congress's responsibility to declare war, and that the president is waging war without congressional approval or consultation, and the president is cutting spending against the will of the Congress to spend. And he said, unfortunately for the Congress, they're doing battle with the president on two major grounds in which the president holds most of the chips and stands to win both battles. So of course he may not, but on the war thing, the American people are clearly with the president, and Congress is not going to be able to cut off the war. The president holds the cards on that one. And on the spending, the people are also clearly with the president. They're tired of all the spending and the increased taxes and all that. The president's doing what the people want. And that the Congress at some point's got to recognize that.
On the Congress thing, though, when he says we can't do it, I come back again, though, to the point that when he says I have to do it, because John Conley always puts it in that, I do feel that here we have a problem to a certain extent, the weakness of the tenants' personality, and frankly, the vigor of maybe an early minister to assume more of that burden. And I may be wrong about that, but I think that you've just got to put
cited your point very hard this morning, and I think made the point, and we're just going to have to keep hammering on it and working at it, of the need for Earthmen, Schultz, Ash, and the rest of us to move on these things, not just to look to attendance with the Congress and Ziegler with the press, but to solve all the problems.
Thank you. swearing in. Right? Because if you break into that, you have a very...
You really do. It would be bad to do anyway, because you get into what you do and what you don't.
Chiefs. I would think so. she mentioned to you was somebody that worked for the National Committee who did such a good job at it.
Yeah, I checked her out, and there's a strong feeling that she is so much of a self-promoter that we ran into real trouble with her over there.
The March fire, the strikeout.
I don't know. And that one, I think, is the better.
I do think, though, that Julie must have somebody there to do the press. She must not be the press secretary. That's all there is to it.
Absolutely.
She cannot be the press secretary. And let go wrong this morning with regard to all the past events. I mean, there's no. Because they don't get any much press anyway, and they invite everybody all the time. Let them come. Well, anyway, I don't know if there's anything you can follow up with on Julie. Except strongly to resist it, and that it comes up, because it comes to your attention.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you about it.
The other thing is to push to get Connie to take another job. Just get her out. And she's been told she's to go. And I don't think we ought to. The only thing would be if Pat tells her no, she wants her to stay. But Pat's faced it now. When you face that agony and get it done, it's ridiculous to have to face it again. If she tells her to stay on now, then she's going to have to, some time in the future, undo it. And that's hard to do. That's especially hard for Pat. She just doesn't like that. She's done it now.
She can't tackle it.
I mean, I did it. But Connie went and talked to Pat. Pat faced up to it. She said, yes, we have to do this.
Okay, see you at the hurry. Cut down on the road. So I don't need that. I can take these two out. On the ambassadors, if I can mention, I didn't hear you mention his name, and I've given an order specifically.
Meeker's out.
He is. I mean, out of the government.
I don't know about out of the government.
What I mean is he's not going to get another appointment. I will not give him another ambassador. Jesus, I'm sorry that he just shouldn't be. got any further thought on the FBI thing?
Well, I have. I haven't felt under very much pressure because of the fact that we can't set a nomination up there after the inaugural. And I've been sending what you're feeling about.
What's your personal view on the nomination?
I think there has to, be a change. I'm more and more coming to the conclusion that Greg can't cut it. I don't know why. Maybe it's because he's been sick and he's been out of touch. But more and more you see symptoms of the thing deteriorating. And,
well, isn't there a lot to be said for the guy I suggested?
Yes, there is. He's that wrong. I'm not sure he's got the kind of stature. Yeah. I don't know either.
He's got the stature of the country. Is a big deal.
Yes. Yes.
On the south is a big, tough, strong arm law enforcement.
Yeah. It's gonna need a guy who just comes in there and co-ops everybody. Just really blankets everything. And that's a tough assignment because it's just it's fringing. It's just coming apart at the seams all through there.
Bound to him in the big man.
I think so.
I think Gray is basically just not an able enough man. What I meant is when I say able, he could have been maybe 10 years ago, but he doesn't probably have the energy.
That's probably.
Well, he's away for a while, somebody else takes over.
But he's got a young staff. He's got a young staff, and they're trying to run. They're from the outside. And there are a lot of antagonists. Bureaucracy is fighting back. And it's a very tough situation, and I don't think that Gray on a permanent basis can handle it now.
Now, with Gray, that means that we've got to find another position.
That's right.
That should be one. I've been thinking of one possibility for him. I think he could do Bond. Gray has got credentials in terms of years with them, if he knows the Lauren Balsy area. He's a lawyer. Another possibility for him, of course, is the OEP thing, where we've got an easy job for some of the others. I have that in mind for several other people, too.
That would seem to, the Bond thing would seem to be a step up for him.
The other one might not.
That's right.
Except it's membership on the NSC.
Yeah, but that will not be popular. Well, it will not even be understood by most of the members to look at it.
They don't consider that to be my good job.
If we
see Bond thing, I don't think that presents any significant problems in continuity and so forth. Because they say, well, what about the Watergate? You can say, well, I can't handle it well, and I can't comment on the law enforcement in this case.
Sure.
But on Bond, he's a
about. And they came down, they understand that it's between Vincent and Cook. They think Cook is okay. And they would not be upset if it were Cook, but they think that would be, on a philosophical basis, it would be much better to get a guy from outside. That Cook is going to be too influenced by the staff there. And it's going to be an operational guy that will be taken over by what's in there, especially being a young man. And then Newson would be better.
Where's Gene Conway?
Now
he's in Seattle.
Most recently, he wasn't originally. He was originally Chicago or something.
He's an Easterner who came to Seattle, started to practice law.
Oh.
He was one of the big firms there. Signals are all right in that building.